Frozen 2 and change in the new year. Today on the Pub Songs Podcast, show number 196. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte!
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny breeze, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever once ago, by yon bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take high road and I'll take low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. And me and my true love will never meet again, by yon bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. That we parted by yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side up in Lomond, where in purple hue the Highland hills view, and the moon coming out in the gloaming. Oh, you'll take high road and I'll take low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. But me and my true love will never meet again, we are bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Birdies sing and the wildflowers spring, and in sunshine the waters lie sleeping, but the broken-hearted kin's near second spring again. Wayful Macy's pray the greetings. Oh, you'll take high road and I'll take low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. My true love will never meet again, we are bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take high road and I'll take low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. But me and my true love will never meet again, we are bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. My true love will never meet again, by yon bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am Mark Gunn, your guide, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunners on Patreon. Your generous pledge allows me to create music and podcasts for you, and if you want to chat in the pub, then send me your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the Pub Songs Podcast? Send a written comment along with any pictures to mark@markgunn.com. Use the hashtag pubsong in the subject of your email. All right, we kicked off the show with Loch Lomond. It's from my upcoming album, Selkuth. Selkuth, of course, means when everything feels strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And there's a Kickstarter at the end of January, so make sure you sign up to my mailing list. Go to KeltFather.net. You can sign up quite easily and quickly. And I have a really exciting show. I'm excited about this show. I wasn't planning on doing a show today. My goal with the Pub Songs Podcast is to put out a show every the first and third Monday of each month, not every 2 weeks, which is what I initially said I was going to do. Nevertheless, this is 2 weeks later, and it's the end of the month. We're about to cross into 2020, and it just occurred to me that I needed to put out this podcast because I had just seen Frozen 2, and I had some stuff that I wanted to talk about Frozen 2. And then as I finished it, I'm like, I need to share this information because it's very important to not only the music that I'm creating, but my thought process behind the new CD, Selkuth, So it's all very pertinent, and I feel like I need to share it with you. So before we get started with that Stories from the Road episode, I'm going to share a little bit of music to get you in the mood. We're going to kick it off with Jiggy. This is Silent Place from their album, Translate.
Just work as one. We will find out work can be done.
That was The Elders with Change the Ways of Now from their album True. Stories from the Road. We're going to talk about Frozen 2 today. If you haven't seen the movie, then there might be some spoilers in this episode. So I just want to give you a heads up. You can listen at a later date. Let me write that down really quick. So this past weekend, we saw Frozen 2. And it's made an impact on me. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But I first should point out that before the movie came out, I went to Spotify and I listened to, you know, the songs in there. I don't really listen to the other music as much. I'm not as big into instrumental music outside of reels and jigs. But when it comes to the vocals, that's what I'm all in for. You know, I loved the first Frozen movie. And it was absolutely brilliant, and I loved how it ended with, the true love feeling not being about, a kiss between lovers or something. It was about love between sisters. I was like, wow, that is just freaking brilliant. It was awesome. So, but of course, you know, how are you going to live up? How does anyone live up to those predecessors? This is one of those things that the challenges. So years ago, a few years back, I was a big fan of Mumford and Sons. I loved their style of banjo driven rock. And, the songwriting had these themes on faith, which I thought was just, inspiring and moving in many ways. And so all around, the vocals just absolutely incredible. And their first album came, or I don't know if it's the first album, but their big album with the Lion song, that song really struck me. It was like, whoa, this is great. Then a lot out comes their second album, I think Babylon, and I posted a review on my website, and it was very critical. I said in the blog they didn't grow as artists. They just basically did the exact same thing. And then after listening to the album a few hundred times, I found myself totally loving the album. And I think I deleted that review because I was like, well, you know what? They did stuck with something that was just as good. Then they put out another album, where they changed their format. No longer were they doing the banjo-driven music that I loved, and the vocals and such. It was generic alternative rock, which I was like, okay, and I'm out. I think they have a new album or song, and there's a few songs that I kind of liked it. But the reason I bring it up was because Frozen, I don't know if you use the term jump the shark, but I don't think that's quite the right term, but they did something different. When I was watching the movie, a theme struck me, mostly because it was right in your face. it's a theme about growth, about transformation. That's the word Olaf uses in the movie. And it was very obvious, you know, particularly in the case of Olaf, because it is about somewhat about growing up and letting go of your this is the way things always were, and realizing that change comes to all. You know, you're born, and then you're born, and then you're a little then you grow into a little child. You develop a mind. You grow into an adult, and your mind opens up to stuff. As you get older, your mind, everything changes all around you. Everything changes, and then you die, and the ultimate change of your life. You know, you go from existing to non-existence. And so the movie was about transformation. Now, as I said, when I was listening to the music of the soundtrack before it came out, I was unimpressed. It meant nothing to me. So this is a testament, number one, on the way I was transformed by watching the movie. But also what they did with it was absolutely fantastic. So the song that we all know from Frozen is Let It Go, Let It Go, Let It Go, Can't Hold It Back. Really catchy, fantastic song. The song here that they have is Into the Unknown. Oh, and the name captures the transformation of the movie, the of how things have changed with the characters. But it's sort of bigger than that, isn't it? It's about a transformation of not just the characters, but of the series. What the series is about. You could almost go, is it a transformation of Disney? I mean, I'm looking at this thing, you know, doing this podcast with Mikey in the Verse podcast, it's kind of has helped me look at some of these things and think about them. But, you know, it has a big, broad definition of this transformation, and it's huge. And it was really inspiring. I listened to the lyrics now as we, you know, listen in retrospect. And all the songs are right along this same theme. And no, they are not the catchiest songs. And one of them, the song by Christoph is they did this Peter Cetera ripoff, which is comical for that very reason. But they are fun, and once you start listening, you really get into the songs, as the girls and I have noticed. We are listening to the music over and over and over again, largely at my own bidding. Yesterday I said, Gwen, I want to, the girls want me to take them back to Frozen 2. The girls, huh? She says, and I'm like, okay. I might've said, who wants to go see Frozen 2 with me? And I do. So, I bring all this up though, the transformation, because in large part, in partial part, whatever you want to call it, partially because of my next album, Selkuth, which I feel is a transformation album for me. I've been looking at my history and looking at what's to come in the future for my music. And, I started off playing Irish songs, Renaissance Festival Irish songs, right? That changed over time. I began singing, we got more into sci-fi, Along Come Cats. I started singing Irish songs rewritten about cats and the parodies. That really gave me a lift in my own music career. Then the bards eventually broke up, right? And I began looking to see what I was going to do next. And I started off with, I returned to basically Irish music, but with a bluesier, jazz, poppier sound, right? That's really what Happy Songs of Death was. And then on it, continue on with the more New Orleans blues, jazz feel with The Bridge. Not entirely, but there was those hints, the seeds of what was to come, right? And this is all after, you know, my cleansing CD, which is would probably be considered a What Color Is Your Dragon, you know, that's getting all this old stuff out, and in with the bringing in some new stuff. Then all along comes Kilted for Her Pleasure, which is a bit more Renaissance Festival, but with a touch of sci-fi thrown in. And then we move forward, or actually backwards to some degree, because, I think about this time was, actually I went to Firefly and Hobbits, and then I went backwards to the Irish drinking songs, St. Patrick's Day, and Scottish drinking songs. And that's where I started losing my footing, I feel like. Until it all starts coming back with sci-fi drinking songs, which is where I really feel like I established what kind of music I do, and, you know, the Celtic geek music, sci-fi drinking songs. That really pushed me forward in a all new direct transformative direction. But it had a, it clung a lot to past rhythms. There's a bunch of parodies on there, which are all fun, and I really love those. But you know, when I started this journey, my initial journey back in 95, I think it was 92 even, go back. I mean, I wanted to be a songwriter, right? I wanted to write songs, and like my hero Elvis, okay, Elvis didn't write songs, but I learned, and so I started growing as a songwriter. And but then about that time of the Celtic, the traditional Celtic songs, that's when I stopped really writing. And I've been in a dearth of not writing a whole bunch of music for a bit. Or writing songs on occasion as the mood hits. But songwriters don't just write on inspiration. They write when it needs to be written, right? you can't, when you go to work, you don't work when you go off to your job, you don't not work. You work. You do what needs to be done around the office or whatnot. But as a songwriter, if I was saying songwriting was my profession, then I was not doing much as the way of songwriting. And that's a tragedy on my mind. So one of the reasons that I've been working, trying to come up with what I wanted to do next and trying to find a direction for my future growth was because I wanted to, you know, part of it is I want to be a songwriter. I mean, that's the reason I got into this business. I wanted to write songs. And I want to write songs that inspire me and hopefully inspire you. But, you know, there's the that fine balance as an artist. Do you write for your audience entirely, or do you write songs that inspire you? Hopefully it's a little bit of both. And that's kind of what this album is, Selkuth is doing, is it's an album about transformation. You know, I mentioned themes in the album, you know, strange but different yet strange and different yet marvelous is the definition of Selkuth. And that I feel like that totally nails the kind of music that I create. But the themes, they are, it's a little bit about falling, you know, and those things, but it's, but that, even that, it's about transformation. Much like Frozen 2, which is where this all started. I watched the movie, and I'll be honest, the beginning was a little bit slow and iffy and uncertain, but then all of a sudden they start telling this very compelling story, and it's very obvious. I feel like it's not like they're trying to hide the theme at all. It's a very open, obvious story, and yet it's powerful, and I found it super moving. So, and it has me thinking, you know, how, what kind of transformation am I creating with this CD? What kind of transformation will I be sharing with you? Will we transform together? Will we grow together as a community? This past year, I've spent a lot of time talking about diversity, and I'm trying to include that into my own life. And it is already included in my music. But where is this taking me and us as a community? And that's the big question. Yesterday, I was going through my 2018 or 2019 promotion plan that I published at this time last year. And it was very disconcerting because the promotion plan, it had some plans of what I wanted to do, but it had no goals. There were no zero goals. And it was a bad time of year, I admit, because, you know, my wife was getting ready to graduate from as a genetic counselor. We didn't know what we were going to be doing, right? we were like, where are we going to be living? I don't know. We could end up in Pennsylvania. I think we had Pennsylvania, Cincinnati might have been on that list, or something. I don't know. We were all over the place. and then of course Atlanta. And Memphis, I think, was an option. But we were sitting here, what are we going to do? And we had to come with a decision, but we didn't know. And it was very difficult to plan stuff. Especially, you know, my youngest daughter was still like, what, 3.5 at the time. So, you know, I didn't have any plans. Now I'm sitting here looking at my goals and I'm trying to decide what do I want to achieve? And it's a bigger question. What is the legacy? Something we all should be asking. What kind of things are we going to leave behind as individuals, as a community? Yes, I am all about, you know, just creating music and having fun. And, you know, I think all of us are. But there's a lot more to it, right? To life. I feel like we have a duty to inspire people like Frozen 2 inspired me, like the change that comes as we get older. We go through these changes in our lives, and you know, it's fun to hang on to. It's nice to have something to cling on to, the basic, and that's great. But life changes, things change, and it's a matter of allowing ourselves to be transformed for good of ourselves, for the good of others. And all of this is swirling around my mind. And so I guess this is just a starting point for this discussion. I'll have more probably at a later time. If you enjoyed this episode of Stories from the Road, join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. You get first access to new music, and once a week, you will enjoy a very personal look at the thoughts and stories behind the music. Your support pays for the production and promotion of the podcast, and it pays for my time in producing the show. You'll get it all for as little as $5 per month. Learn more at markgun.net, and a special thanks to my newest patron, Luke. Join the patrons. I'd love to share more music with you. And stuff. So I have a little longer set than I normally will do, but it's very pertinent to the story of transformation in Frozen 2. Next up is Black 47 with Change from their album Rise Up.
Us down, trying to trap us into the ground. You exploded like a flame in the night with righteous indignation. Told us everything gonna be alright. Change comes slowly, like the ocean, but it keep on coming nonetheless. Take my hand, oh, companion, we may not find happiness, but peace and ransom, real contentment, and a measure of social justice. So change comes slowly, like the ocean, but they can't stop the tide and the machine. All we ever had was an impossible dream. You stood tall as steel in the flaming night. Said, let us have no fear, the victors will be those who can the most endure. Change comes slowly, like may not find happiness. long hair blowing in the breeze. She said, dry up your tears, boy, we've been down too long. It's time we rub off our knees. Oh, the stars in the heavens are blazing tonight. The moon, she is gliding on high. And the drum roll of liberty beats in my heart as the woman's shade. From the day they trapped me in my bed to the time I saw atoms in my head. They think they got me, but they don't have me. The northern lights lit up Mum and Dad's room, but maybe not left with a broom. They think they got me, but they don't have me. Passing place for the human race, off to outer space. We all live in a passing place. This is just a passing place. I used to tell on that old phone of mine, before the drinks, who was on the line. They think they got me, but they don't have me. I guess they picked this guy here, who walks a tightrope, holds no fear. They think they got me, but they don't have me. Passing place for the human race, off to outer space. We all live in a passing place. This is just a passing place. Explain how I walked away from burning engines in fields of hay. I think they got me, but they don't have me. So the chapter continues in my book at the ones before. I can hardly look. Guess they want me, but they don't have me. Passing place for the human race, off to outer space. We all live in a passing place. This is just a passing place. My slave to the trade days are done. My lights turned off and I'm not home. They can't find me, so they won't get me. This plea you hear is my last call, so come with me away from it all. So they won't find me and they won't get me. Passing place for the human race, off to outer space. We all live in a passing place. This is just a passing place. Passing place for the human race, off to outer space. We all live in a passing place. This is just a passing place. Passing place for the human race, off to outer space. We all live in a passing place. This is just a passing place.
After Black 47 was The Fretless with Miss Thornton's and Climate Changes, from Live from the Art Farm, then Passing Place by Hugh Morrison from his brand new CD, The Other Side. Hugh Morrison, I don't know the actual story behind the song. Maybe I'm putting my own interpretation in it, but Hugh worked a lot with Jed Marum, and Jed, of course, died a couple years ago. And I listening to this album and the sentiments related in it, I feel like this is an album of change. It's about the other side, passing to the other side, and going to going from life into death. And yeah, so it seemed very appropriate for the change, because we are ending a year. The year is coming to an end and a new year will begin. Big changes will be coming. And again, once again, I feel like it's appropriate for my album, Selkuth. So Travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. There's another change for you. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. And I am doing another change. This year, this coming year, I'm taking everyone on the origins of Celtic invasions. We're going to Italy, the Veneto in particular, Venice, Vicenza, Padova, or Padua, if you prefer your Shakespeare. We will see castles, sail rivers, explore hills, and mountains. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm getting that confused with Verona, which also might be on the itinerary as well. We'll see how that comes together. And we will, of course, eat amazing Italian food. You just have a few more days to save on this year's invasion. There's a discount that happens from at the end of the year. So if you can drop me a line and say you heard it in this Pub Songs podcast, I'll give you a week-long extension. So feel free to check that out. If you have just a few more days to save, so you can join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Upcoming shows. Gefilk is January 10th through 12th here in Atlanta. I will be out there, not as a guest, so I'm just going to be singing like everyone else does. I might have my own little moments when I'll get to sing in the Filk circles, or I don't know how it'll work. We'll see. But it's not anything formal, so just FYI. But I will be out there, so come say hi. January 24th, Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company in Alabaster, Alabama. And then January 25th at Maggie McGinnis Pub in Huntsville, Alabama. And then March, I'll be at Cleveland Concoction. And starting January 8th, Coffee with the Celt Father is back. It's on Facebook. Showtime will still be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. That's Wednesday, January 8th. And if you enjoy the music in the show, support the artists, buy their merch and music, follow them on Spotify, let them know how much you love what they're doing, and do tell a friend. So I'm going to finish up with one final song that I have already recorded and mixed and all stuff. It is When She Held Me in Her Arms. It is from my upcoming album, Selkuth. I have more music that will be coming. I'm still working on recording and getting all the recordings recorded, the additional instrumentation. So that's going to be coming in the next month or so. And again, there's a Kickstarter. End of January, it all begins. And I would really love it if you would, you know, sign up to my mailing list, make sure you get notified, and don't miss a single moment of this Kickstarter, because this is going to be very transformative. All right, we're going to finish up. This is When She Held Me in Her Arms. I will talk to you again in a couple weeks. Sláinte.
Market, I wander and pray that I'd find me a woman I might marry one day. And I never dreamed when I prayed that prayer the woman I longed for standing there. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. Well, she smelled of the sweetest lilac skin, and I admit it now that she drew me in. And her voice cast a spell I could not so obey. Every word was a river that swept me away. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. All the market became a more beautiful place, all the flowers more fragrant, and the clothing all lace. And her eyes, they begged me to stay. And 20 years later, I've not regretted a day. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day for the lover all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night.
The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.net.